We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
All right. We've made it a mission for this Ramadan to make sure that yours would be a very fulfilling one, a much healthier one as well. We've had some very cool guests come and join us on The Mixed Breakfast. We had a nutritionist join us to talk about nutrition during Ramadan. Today, we have got a power couple, Mark Lee, who is the founder of Defy Training. And then we got a wonderful Pilates instructor, Su Lim, over here. Hi, gang.
Hello. Hi.
What's up?
And together with your powers combined, you have created a dedicated Ramadan program. What's it called?
It's called the Ramadan Revival Squad.
Ramadan Revival Squad.
I love that. So
cool.
Tell us a little bit about the format of this, the Revival Squad training program.
Basically, it's a 45-minute virtual class. We start off with lovely Sue doing some mobility and core, and then we move into my specialty, which is strength, and then a little bit of a cardio segment for 4 or 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then we go back to some stretching at the end of it. So
it's a quick 45 minutes, just enough to move the body.
Yeah, and which is, you guys were saying, that is really, really important to continue working out or at least to have some sort of movement during Ramadan. Because I'm going to be honest, it's not the easiest.
Definitely not the easiest. I won't lie about that one. Yeah, I definitely agree that it is a challenge, especially towards the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting restless, you don't have much energy, and then all you can think about is food.
Yeah. So as fitness enthusiast yourself, so I've seen, I follow a couple of my friends who are fitness people as well, obviously on Instagram. Some of them suggest to work out just before breaking fast, before Buka Puasa, because that would be considered fasted cardio. So is that a good idea before, or do you eat first, get enough, nutrients in your body, get the energy going? Like they say, do your carb loading before if you're going to lift heavy.
For everyday person, I would actually recommend to have a 30-45 minute workout before iftar. Because like you said, you're at the end, and a lot of people tend to kind of go brain dead towards the end of the day. And when you keep your body moving, you're kind of like, okay, you have something else to think about, I would say.
Yeah, so I have a more subjective answer, which is around about it depends on the workout that you're doing and your level of expertise. So I actually prefer working out in the morning after sahur.
Yeah.
And I'll do my lifting then. So more slow, less intense movements. Now, if I'm going to go for a more intense workout, I like to do that just before iftar.
So, some people enjoy going to the gym 5 times a week, and then their rest is probably on the weekend. And even then, it's active rest. How about now, when Ramadan? Do you do more active rest? Do you all this complete rest?
So someone that goes 5 days a week, they are an avid and experienced person. So for them, I would just decrease the intensity of those workouts. You can still go 5 days a week. I mean, last Ramadan, I did it for 5-6 days working out, but I just decreased my intensity and was a little bit smarter some days about when I worked out and what type of workout it was. So, but where a lot of people fall into a trap is during Ramadan, it's a time for fasting, and a lot of people connect that with intermittent fasting. And so they're like, okay, this is the best time to start going to the gym and getting ripped. This is where they fall into the trap. So they think, I'm going to do more exercise.
Right.
And to get more gains.
Yeah.
When realistically, you should just be either maintaining or you shouldn't start a brand new regime. Like, for example, you're starting a marathon. You've got 6 months. You've got a lot of time. But you shouldn't be like, okay, I've got 6 months. I'm going to start running every day. And you're like, well, before Ramadan, how many times were you running? Once.
Maybe none at all. So then they think that it's the best time to start something.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I said, if for us, we're regular. We work out regularly throughout the year. So that's why for us, we can do workouts in the morning, because we're used to it. But for someone who's just like thinking in that mindset of like, hey, I just want to start and do something, we definitely recommend before iftar. Yeah.
There's going to be many Malaysians during this month where they probably are thinking it might be a good idea to either bulk up or to kind of lose weight during Ramadan.
Are they already on that kind of a program?
You guys are shaking your heads already. Like, is that like a good recommendation?
I can't see him, so I didn't know he was doing it.
What do you guys think about that?
Okay, let's just say you're not even going to the gym. Some people tend to put on weight during Ramadan, which is quite amazing. You're like, but that's not necessarily good weight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
that's true.
So you can obviously bulk. But the problem with bulking during Ramadan is, in a healthy manner, is that you have to eat all your calories. You've got to be in a calorie surplus and with good food. And to fit that into the time window is pretty hard if you're trying to look after your sleep, if you're trying to look after the intensity of your workouts as well. It's possible, but for most, like for my clients, I tell them during this time of the month, you just want to maintain, you know, anything where you're not losing, that's a plus, man. Mm. That's a plus, you know.
Yeah.
So many people underestimate that if they're trying to lose weight. And, oh, man, I stayed at the same weight this month. I'm like, man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You didn't put any weight on.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's a massive goal within itself.
Or you know, if you're trying to bulk, then you didn't lose it.
Yeah.
Because that's what typically happens during Ramadan. You actually lose a couple of kilos, which you gain back on the first day of Hari Raya.
And yes.
It's very fast.
Nice. How do we reach out to you guys?
Check out our website. It's www.defy.training.
Defy is spelled DEFY dot training.
Yes.
Okay, and where are you located?
We are opposite the American Embassy on Jalan Tun Razak, above Regal House, first floor.
I love how you say Tun Razak. It's Tun Razak.
No, it's Tun Razak.
Okay. So I think Sue's going to have a little talk with you after this.
Say the address right.
But I learned it off Sue.
Lie.
Just the way you like it.
You like it.
Everything 100% real.
True story.
The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.